Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today on At the Organ. My name is Brent Johnson, and it's great to be with you today. Jim Logue is away this week, but he'll be back again next time. This past week, Reference Recordings released an album with the first recording of the new Cassavant organ in Helzberg Hall in Kansas City, Missouri. Today, we're talking with Dr. Jan Krehbiel, curator of the organ and the artist on the album. Today is Sunday, September 14th, 2014. Just this past week, a new CD arrived in our mailbox from Reference Recordings. Reference has been around a very long time and specializes in high-quality recordings of not just classical music. Only a few of their albums are solo organ recordings or organ and orchestra, and we're happy to have them in our library. They are the official recording label of the Kansas City Symphony, which has recently taken up residence in their new performance space, the Kauffman Center for the Arts. This building actually houses two concert halls, one of which contains Cassavant's Opus 3875, a 102-rank mechanical action organ. When Reference came to make their latest recording of the Kansas City Symphony in the new hall, they also recorded a collection of French organ works performed by Dr. Jan Krehbiel, who has the title Organ Conservator at the Kauffman Center. The completed album was just released last week. Titled Organ Polychrome, The French School, it can be purchased now, and you can find links on the post for this show at attheorgan.com. Recently, I got the chance to sit down with Dr. Krehbiel and ask her about the new hall, the new organ, and the recording of this CD. We recorded this one afternoon right outside of Kansas City at the Community of Christ Peace Temple in Independence, Missouri, which, by the way, also happens to have a large, relatively new Cassavant Tracker organ. She started by telling me about the Kauffman family and the new Performing Arts Center.
Julia Irene Kauffman is the daughter of Ewing Kauffman and Muriel Kauffman. They made their fortune in Kansas City, and Ewing Kauffman is known as the owner of the Royals, the baseball team here, made his money in pharmaceuticals. His wife, Muriel, was extremely active in the arts, a big supporter of the arts. And before she passed away, she said to anyone who would listen, but particularly to Julia, that she was interested in having a performance hall in Kansas City. The performance hall that existed before, we all supported the symphony and the opera and things that were there, but it was a challenge. It was the Lyric Opera Theater, and it just had its challenges. And so when it was up to Julia to decide what to do, she kept going with her parents' vision, and I think that that's a really special thing. The building design is by Moshe Safdie, and the acoustic design is by Yasu Toyota. And the combination of those two things makes it a visually beautiful place to be. People, when they walk into it the first time, are just in awe from the time that they park to the time that they walk into the lobby, and then they're finally in Helzberg Hall, which is one of two performance venues in the Kauffman Center. Helzberg Hall houses the organ, but there's a different hall called the Muriel Kauffman Theater that has lots of fly space and an orchestral pit and is very conducive to opera, ballet, other kinds of performances. So to have the two halls under one roof is quite spectacular. So there was a committee called the EPOCH Committee. EPOCH stands for Enjoying Pipe Organs in Concert Halls. And they were determined that in this new hall there would be a world-class instrument. So they made sure that they were educated, that they had visited lots of different concert halls, specifically in the US, and they investigated different organ builders. They hired James David Christie as the consultant for the organ project, and they met, of course, with the people that were involved in the design of the, both the architecture and the acoustic of the new place. And as a result of a very collaborative process, Cassavant was chosen and began work on the instrument. I am the first organ conservator that the Kauffman Center hired. So I began work in 2012, but after the inaugural recitals had already been done by James David Christie, after the symphony had already performed with the organ with Paul Jacobs, then I was hired in the middle kind of that spring season. So I was here in Kansas City and very interested in what was going on, but I did not serve on the EPOC committee and wasn't involved at all in the design, except that because we have this glorious CUS event in Community of Christ Temple, the committee, various committees came out to visit this instrument, and so I was involved in hosting those visits, playing a little bit for them. And I am told that it is this organ that most highly influenced the decision to go with CUS event for the design of the Kauffman Center. It's a tracker instrument mostly. Some of the high pressure reeds are not on tracker action, since that would be just uncomfortable for we organists. but it's mostly a tracker action, so that means that the console of it has to be attached to where the pipes are, to the case of it. It is French classic design as far as its tonal outlook, and behind the facade, which kind of looks jumbled, it's a very classic design, so very classically laid out with the positif at the base of the instrument behind where the choir would sit, with a performance that involves choir. And then the next level up is the grand orgue. On top of that is the récit, and in the middle of all that is a wonderful, wonderful grand cour division that is just, it just sails over everything else in the home.
Thank you.
So Didier Grassin of Cassavant was the primary designer of the visual look of the instrument from the Cassavant side. But Moshe Safdie had very specific ideas of how he would like this organ to look. And when you look at it in the hall, it seems to belong. It looks very modern. It doesn't look like a typical pipe organ with pipes in rows that are graduated in height, that kinds of thing. It is quite unique in its visual design. Along the way, I'm told that there were discussions about hiding all of the pipes, so the organ was only heard but not seen. And along the way, several discussions happened, and luckily, I think, the facade is visible, so that it shows that it is a unique part of the hall and it contributes to the visual look of the hall.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Today we're talking with Dr. Jan Krehbiel, organ conservator at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts in Kansas City, about her new CD, Organ Polychrome.
So it was actually Frank Byrne of the Kansas City Symphony who said, we're going to be doing another project. We'd like for you to play the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony with us on that project. And since Reference is going to be here anyway, how would you like to do a solo CD with them? Of course I was thrilled, and so said yes immediately. It's all French music, and it's all French music from a 55-year period that spans the turn of the 20th century. So some composers that you would expect and some composers that you might not even know are French. One of the pieces is the Joseph Bonnet concert variations. So I find that to be very approachable with audiences. The variety of it and the length of the variations is pretty short for each of them, and the grand pedal cadenza at the end. But also Charles-Marie Vidor. You'll hear the first movement of the 6th organ symphony, which sounds glorious on that instrument. But then also a piece by Florent Schmidt, a French composer, despite his German-sounding name. And this appears to be the premiere of this piece. It's a little piece just called Prayer or Prelude, and it's a lovely way to show one of the most unique characteristics of that particular organ is its expressive capabilities within a single registration. The boxes, the expression boxes of that instrument are specially constructed with triple wall thickness of the box itself. Also, the shutters are triple thickness. And so you can decrescendo almost to nothing, which makes it lovely for orchestral and choral accompaniment. But on the Schmidt, I can crescendo and decrescendo without having to add or subtract stops. And I think of the whole CD, that shows that characteristic best. That was actually suggested to me by Reference Recordings. I didn't know of that piece at all. And I'm so glad to know of it now. I play it quite a bit now on concerts. And then besides that, let's see, we have the Durafle Scherzo and the little Caprice by Alexandre Guilmant. And lots of other things as well. It's all short pieces. We were trying to show the widest variety that we could. So a previous CD of mine has complete organ symphonies on it, and that was kind of my take on how we should do a primary CD, the premier CD on the Kaufman Center instrument. But I'm glad that reference led me in a different direction because the variety on this disc is really, really pretty amazing. They had an idea of the market that would be interested in this instrument and in this CD, and so I was grateful to them for their input into what would appeal most. I have enjoyed listening to References' recordings of the Kansas City Symphony. The sound that they get on a recording is like you're sitting next to instruments. It's just amazing. So the symphony's recordings that they've worked with Reference are among my favorites, and they're in my car and they're on my iPhone, and they are what I listen to. The process of working with them has been fabulous. Victor was the primary person with whom I worked when we were discussing repertoire. Marcia Martin has been fabulous to work with. Keith, oh my gosh, Keith Johnson, he's a wizard. He's just a wizard. He's amazing. And everybody I worked with was so artistic in their approach to whatever they did. So I was inspired as we were working together. I played better because the collaboration was so much fun. So I really have enjoyed this whole process.
The album is Organ Polychrome, The French School, released by Reference Recordings, and it's out and available now. You can request tracks from the album on organlive.com, or you can purchase it for yourself. Links can be found in the post for this show on attheorgan.com. There you'll also find links for the specification of the Helsburgh Hall organ, and a link to Dr. Krabill's webpage with her bio and her concert schedule, and a link to Reference Recordings' full catalog. My thanks today go to Dr. Jan Krabill, Jan Mancuso of Reference Recordings, David Bolton at the Community of Christ Temple, and Renee Zanier for their help in producing this episode. Before we go, I want to tell you all about an exciting new development at the Organ Media Foundation. We are in the planning stages for our third online station to play alongside Organ Live and Positively Baroque. This new station will feature 1 or 2 hour blocks of music from our online library. These blocks might be 19th century music, Baroque music, music of one particular composer, or from one organ, or organs by one builder, albums released by a single label, or recorded on organs in a certain country. It could be music of a certain nationality or time period. I don't know, only German music performed on French organs. The combinations are almost endless, and we're looking forward to what we'll be able to create. We still have one hurdle to clear, though. This new station will need a name, and for that, we're looking for your help. If you have an idea about what you would call this new station, send an email to comments@organlive.com with your suggestion, and be sure to put new station name in the subject line. The board of the Organ Media Foundation will choose the best name from all the suggestions, and the person submitting it will receive an Amazon gift card in the amount of $50. If you're in the UK or another country, we'll send you the equivalent amount in the form of a gift card for your particular Amazon. You can use that card to buy CDs or MP3s or really anything at all. Amazon sells everything. The deadline for your suggested station name should be here before the end of the day on September 21st, so you have a week. We'll announce the winner here, on our Facebook pages, the Organ Live news section, our Twitter feeds. We'll make sure you know, and we'll notify the winner by email. Thank you for joining me today. We love to hear your comments about our show. You can email us at info@attheorgan.com. And if you want to join in the discussion about this show, visit our website, attheorgan.com, where you can leave comments for us and our other listeners. You can find links to our Facebook page and our Twitter feed, both of which we update with bits of organ music history throughout the week. We take you out today with the closing track from Organ Polychrome, Eugene Gigou's Grand Choir Dialogue. Thank you for listening today. I'm Brent Johnson, and I hope you'll join us again next week at The Organ.
You've been listening to At the Organ, a weekly look at the art and music of the classical organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@attheorgan.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com. At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.